Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli military says it found the bodies of three hostages in Gaza. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three hostages, including German-Israeli Shani Luk. A photo of the 22-year-old woman's twisted body in the backup of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the militants' October 7th attack in southern Israel. The military identifies the bodies of the other hostages as those of a 28-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man. A military spokesman says all three were killed by Hamas during an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Israel says around 100 hostages are still captive in Gaza, along with the bodies of around 30 more. I'm Mike Hempen.
The White House said on Friday that additional aid from the United States is arriving in Cyprus for loading onto ships for delivery to Gaza via a new temporary pier. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that the United States has a, quote, robust security plan to protect personnel involved in operating the pier.
There is a robust security plan for this effort, and we remain vigilant to potential threats to our service members that are working on the pier and humanitarian aid organizations and workers helping with the distribution and the collection at the marshalling area on the ground. It remains a top priority. We're going to remain laser focused on ensuring the safety of everybody involved in this effort.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The suspect in the shooting of Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico was escorted to his home by police. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Slovak media reported on Friday it was part of a search for evidence. Fico, who's 59, was shot multiple times on Wednesday as he was greeting supporters after a government meeting. Officials at first reported doctors were fighting for his life, but after a five-hour operation, described his situation as serious but stable. Markiza, a Slovak television broadcaster, has shown footage of the suspect being taken to his home in the town of Levice and said police had seized a computer and some documents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Senegal's new prime minister, who was freed from jail weeks before the presidential election earlier this year and propelled his party to victory, has criticized the French military presence in the West African country. Ousmane Sonko also criticized efforts by France and the West to promote values that he said didn't fit with those held by Senegal and other African countries, including LGBTQ rights and monogamy. Polygamy is widely practiced in Senegal. Sonko was speaking late Thursday at an event held jointly with the French far-left politician Jean-Luc Mélenchon in the capital Dakar. Senegal is considered a pillar of stability in a region that has experienced a wave of coups in recent years, and Sonko's remarks are likely to draw attention from Western allies. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has again denied arms exchanges with Russia. Reuters correspondent Gabe Seeger reports.
State media on Friday quoted Kim Yo-jong as calling the arms deal the, quote, most absurd theory that was, quote, woven with prejudice and fiction. The U.S. and South Korea have accused North Korea of transferring weapons to Russia for use against Ukraine, which it invaded in February 2022. Both Moscow and Pyongyang have denied the deal, but vowed last year to deepen military relations. In a report seen by Reuters, United Nations sanctions monitors told a Security Council committee the debris from a missile that landed in Ukraine in January was from a North Korean ballistic missile. Then on Thursday, the U.S. announced fresh sanctions on several Russian companies and individuals for facilitating arms transfers between Russia and North Korea.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. UN experts say South Sudan is close to securing a $13 billion loan from a company in the United Arab Emirates, despite the oil-rich country's difficulties in managing debts backed by its oil reserves. The panel of experts says in a report to the UN Security Council that loan documents it has seen indicate that the deal would be South Sudan's largest ever oil-backed loan. The experts monitor an arms embargo against South Sudan. The oil section of the report obtained by the Associated Press this week says that, quote, servicing this loan would likely tie up most of South Sudan's revenue for many years, depending on oil prices. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.